Blog Talk Radio.
What's wrong with being an angry prophet denouncing the hypocrisies of our times?
Do you want to be an angry prophet denouncing the hypocrisies of our times?
Yeah, I think I'd like to be an angry prophet denouncing the hypocrisies of our times.
Then grab it! Grab it!
Mary had a little lamb, it was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go.
Turn on, tune in, and drop out.
Yeah, I'm super cool.
I never once said, na-da-da.
I think everyone wants to know where we came from and how the universe began.
You know what I'm saying?
I help send against you. Reese.
Well, what in Christ? Is anybody there? Are we live? What's up, ladies and gentlemen? We are. You know who I am, and you know what we're doing. It's live. It's Reese on the Radio. That's right. It's Reese on the Radio right now, and we are live. We just figured it was time to give you guys a preview of what it is that we do best. We figured that we'd let you guys know what it was that was coming up next year, 2012. It's Reese on the Radio, and you can find out everything it is that you need to know. All you had to do was check out ReeseOnTheRadio.com. You can check out ReeseOnTheRadio at Yahoo.com. You can email me. And, of course, you can... right now, 347-308-8701. That's 347-308-8701. And you can talk to me. You can talk to me live right now. But I don't want any foul language. I don't want anybody cursing. I don't want anybody saying anything. I want to keep it clean. Because that's what it is that we do. And if you want to be a part of the show, please do. Send your emails. Hit us up on Facebook, of course, Reese.com, Reese on the Radio, or / Reese on the Radio. And you can, of course, hit us up on the email. You hit us up on Twitter, too. But for some reason, I can't get Reese on the Radio on Twitter. So it's Reese on Radio on Twitter. So, you know, unfortunately... We couldn't muster that. But it's Reese on Radio over at Twitter. And it's been a long time since I've been here. I've been enjoying freedom for a little over 8 months. Yeah, that's right. I've been free. If anybody remembers October 22nd, 2008, when I had that horrible situation based on those accusations, and that's what it is that it was. And you know, it's sad, but you know, what are you going to do? You have to fight. Hey, Herman Cain knows what I'm talking about. But you know what? I'm not here to talk about that. I'm here to talk about the most important thing, and that is Reese on the Radio is back on the air. That's right, Reese on the Radio is back. Hey, look. When the terrestrial radio stations won't hire you, you got to do what it is you can. You got to start your own thing. You got to create your own business. And that's what the whole thing is about. You have to be an entrepreneur. And that's what I'm being an entrepreneur. And thanks to the folks at blogtalkradio.com, they're making sure that that happens for me. Until, of course, somebody calls in and says, we don't want that guy on there. That'll be another thing. But I'm here, and those of you who are out there and you're listening, and I hope you're out there listening, you're paying attention, and you're rooting for a guy like me. You don't have to, but I hope you're rooting for a guy like me. A lot of things have happened in my life, and we'll talk about that. We're not going to talk about it here, but we're going to talk about it, you know, in the upcoming shows. Let me look to the crux of why it is that we're here today. Why are we here right now? Why are we on the air right now? We're on the air because on January 3rd, 2012, Resource Center Radio will be featuring. And we're going to be talking about everything. And I'm going to be rehashing some things from 2008. Yes, you fools. You know when I tried to talk out of electing Barack Obama and you did it anyway? You didn't listen. I got my fool ass locked up right before you elected him. I wasn't there for the fight. But you elected him and you wanted hope, change. I tell you about a story. I got threatened. They said if John McCain won, they were going to jump me in the prison. That's another story. You'll hear about that. I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to talk about my 2.5. I'm going to talk about everything I had to do. I have to be honest with you. I'm going to tell you something that you cannot believe. Right now, you are going to hear something you will not believe. Thank God I was locked up for the 2.5 years Barack Obama was president of the United States. Because I didn't have to deal with the rigmarole of that. All of you had to suffer through it. Some of you. What can possibly say to you? You got caught up. You got caught up in you got caught up in something I couldn't even understand. Maybe it was hope and change. Some people keep calling it hope and change. I think it was something deeper than that. I think a lot of you wanted so bad to get rid of George W. Bush that you wanted to go in another direction. But that's another story. But you had to deal with it. I have to say, again, I'll go backwards. Thank God. I didn't. Watching the rest of you go through it. And a lot of the media, they wouldn't report it, but you saw it. A lot of you see it today. But you know what? I'm back to help the cause. Now, I thought Herman Cain was going to be the guy that was going to sort of carry the torch for guys like me. You know, the African-American conservative. I thought he would be the guy. Oh, but you found a way to get rid of it. And pretty much nothing solid. Just an accusation. It was enough to destroy the man. I got to be honest. I don't want to see Herman Cain hosting another radio show or a TV show. I want to see the man become the president of the United States. Yes, I did. You heard me. I wanted him to become the president of the United States. I did. But, okay. All right. I digress. Let me back it up a little bit. Okay, maybe I didn't want him to be the president of the United States that bad. But I'll tell you what I did want. I did want Herman Cain to be the nominee so at least it wouldn't be an argument about his or Barack Obama's race. See, now it doesn't matter. Whatever white man you make the nominee, it's going to be a race war. But I don't have enough time to talk about that. I'm just telling you that that's what the show is going to be about. We are going to be counting down to the class warfare and the race war. Oh, because the race war will happen. Oh, it's going to be there. And I'm going to be there. I'm going to be in the front lines. I was there. I put up some video very, very soon about Occupy Wall Street beginning, inception. I got video of that. You know, I went down there. See, that, my friends, that's going to be what 2012 is all about. You know, the whole Mayans talking about the end of the world. Yeah, the Mayans didn't think it was going to be about, you know, whether or not Barack Obama was going to be reelected. They didn't know, but they knew it was going to be the end of the world. I can't wait. I can't wait for the monotony. I can't wait for the vitriol, the N-word claims. They're going to find out whether or not Newt Gingrich used the N-word, Mitt Romney used the N-word. Oh, Mitt Romney, wait, hold on. Mitt Romney never used the N-word. I digress. Mitt Romney, we can't associate that with him. I remember an interview he did with Tim Russert where he said how he pulled over to the side of the road and cried when he found out that the Negro could become a Mormon. I know that's why you guys wanted him to be the nominee. No! No! I didn't like him in 2008. I don't like him now. But we'll talk about that. Again, the number is 347-308-8701. You can call in. No foul language, please. You don't have somebody to edit you out. You can call up and be respectful. You know? Going to let you know about some of the things we're going to do on the January 3rd show. And every show after that, 5 days a week, 3 hours a day, you'll be able to log on. And if you don't get to hear the show live, you'll be able to listen to archives. That's the beauty of blogtalkradio.com. You'll be able to enjoy it anytime you want to. And it's my rules. You're not going to hear any foul. I'm no shock jock. I'm not a shock jock. I don't do all that. You won't be hearing any cursing. You might hear a couple of slighted words. You might hear a damn here. You might hear a hell. You might hear the word ass often. By the way, you will hear the word ass and associated with the words fool ass Negro. I'll probably be talking about other fool ass Negroes. And again, well, is that a call? Hold on, wait, hold on. I gotta find out who this is. Because I was waiting for a phone call, and I figured it was only time. I didn't think I'd have enough time to get a phone call. Let's see who's on the phone to talk about the new launch of Reese on the Radio. Hello, how you doing? Who's on the line?
Ah, it is Neggy.
Neggy?
Neggy. Thank you for posting up on the Facebook radio forum. I moderate that you are back on the radio, because now I got to listen to you after a 3 year and change absence. Welcome back.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
I find it interesting that you're talking about race, because I had the misfortune today of having to listen to a program coming from the shoe factory over there where you used to hang out, and the topic was Ron Paul.
Right.
And the bubbling blonde bimbo was really dumping all over Ron Paul. And I happen to, as a libertarian-leaning Republican, I happen to like some of Ron Paul's positions, but she's dragging out that, you know, he's an anti-Semite, there are white supremacists supporting him, et cetera, et cetera. I don't like Mitt Romney. Coming from Massachusetts, it's personal. I consider Jane Swift a friend. I don't like Romney because of what he did to her. I don't like Gingrich. I don't like his character. I happen to like some of Ron Paul's positions. But now they're bringing up, in the 70s, you know, he was publishing this stuff. He's an anti-Semite. This is going, if he should, by some miracle, get the nomination, you know, you're going to think that the race issue last time, you know, the whispering of race last time around, that's going to be nothing compared to what's going to come up this time if Ron Paul is the nominee of the Republican Party.
Do you think that it would be a stronger race issue with Ron Paul as the nominee as opposed to anyone else?
Oh, absolutely, because they're going back to his published stuff from the 1970s. You know, he's got white supremacists in his camp, allegedly. I think one guy resigned that was, you know, outed as a white supremacist. supremacist. But then again, you see a lot of white supremacists in the Tea Party movement too.
Hold on. Now, Meg, now hold on. Now, you believe that there are white supremacists within the Tea Party movement?
I'm sorry to say that I've seen enough stuff that I believe that some of those wackos have infiltrated the Tea Party movement. I'm sure the Tea Party movement would disavow them, but I think that some of those people have wandered onto that reservation. But, you know, getting back to Ron Paul.
Sure,
you know,
okay.
If this stuff out there that, you know, if this is true, I know he wants to cut off all aid to Israel, et cetera, so everyone's screaming that you know, he's anti-Israel, he's a Zionist, blah, blah, blah. But if they can go back and prove in any way, shape, or form, or insinuate in any way, shape, or form that you know, that he's a racist, you know, you're going to see a war like this in this election. You know, last time it was whispered, Barack, oh, he's black, we have to vote for him, he's black, you know. Everyone had a, you know, guilty white man's conscience. Well, I say, if it's Ron Paul, it's got to be a disaster, because it's just going to be right out there in the open this time around. There won't be any whisper campaign.
It's funny that you say that, because, you know, I made the argument 3 years ago that it was a lot of what they called white guilt. I hate using that term, but there was a lot of white guilt involved in the nomination of Barack Obama. But I understood it, because everyone wanted to, you know, everyone wants to be in some degree progressive when it comes to race. Policies, but when it comes to race, some people want to show their progressiveness, and that plays a huge part in a nomination of Barack Obama. But now, if going back to my original point, you know, be it Mitt Romney had that moment with Tim Russert. Did you watch that with Tim Russert when he made the claim about how he pulled over to the side of the road and cried when he become Mormon?
Okay, Reese, I hate to tell you this, but your audio was breaking up on your feed.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, it's okay. I was wondering whether or not you remember when Mitt Romney said that he cried when he found out that African Americans could become Mormons.
I remember that in the news, and yeah. Like I say, I don't like Mitt Romney. Anything he says to me is out and out bullcrap to me. I don't like the man's politics. I don't like his policies. As a former employee of the state of Massachusetts, that makes me like him even less. You were in Massachusetts a while, and you lived in
you lived in
Marlton. So I'm going to drop a name here. I am a Tassay Republican. Which, you know, which is very, you know, it's not quite being libertarian, but it's very close. Richard is very liberal on social issues, very physical conservative. Bob Hedlund is the same way, even more so. Bob Hedlund in the Massachusetts Senate,
right.
Very, very libertarian. I kind of follow that. I don't like Mitt Romney. I don't like the way he marched back into Massachusetts after being in Utah and basically kicked everybody that was here. You know, holding, and myself included, I was in elected office in Massachusetts once upon a time at the local level. But he marched into Massachusetts, and all of us, you know, the three or four of us that were conservatives in Massachusetts, and, you know, he just marched back in here and kicked us to the curb. And
right.
They just, in Massachusetts just now, they elected a new party chairman who's a Mitt Romney guy, and they've caught him donating to Democrats, which should disqualify, and it should have gotten kicked off any Republican committee anywhere. But, you know, boom, oh, I'm Mitt Romney's guy. You've got to put me in office. But
well,
anyway,
here's a greater question. If I asked you right now, if you had to make a decision based upon the lot, who would you go for today, if you had to?
I live in New Hampshire now, and I am going to vote for Ron Paul.
Really?
But if Ron Paul should make it to the general election, I will vote for him. But if it comes down to Mitt Romney or Gingrich against President Obama, I have gone on record that I will vote for President Obama before I vote for either one of those two gentlemen.
What? No, come on. Now, you do not want more years of the same. I mean,
he can't screw it up any more than it is. We'll get four years of nothing done. We've already survived 6 or 7 years. of a bad economy. We'll survive another four, and then, you know, hopefully they'll put up somebody better the next time around. But,
listen,
you know,
with 48 million people on food stamps, with so many people who are struggling today with the growing unemployment, do you really think we want another 4 years of that? I mean, you would be willing to sacrifice another 4 years just because you don't like Gingrich?
I don't like Gingrich. I don't like what he stands for. I don't like the deals he did when he became Speaker of the House. You know, there's a lot of character issues with him. You know, my gripe with President Obama is he inherited a lot of this stuff. This isn't all of his doing. He inherited a lot. My gripe is that he hasn't been able to turn it around. That's all he can do. He inherited most of this disaster.
I'm willing to concede that he did inherit a lot. But you know what? I always go back to anyone, you or I, applying for a job and we being hired for that job with the promise that we would improve that position. And so it's like a guy got fired, not that someone retired, that someone got fired because they couldn't get the job. And then we, of course, took over that job with the promise that we would make things better, and we don't. I mean, I get the whole thing, like the whole argument with, you know, Barack Obama. He didn't do the job. But here's what I'm asking you, and I'm going to ask you this in regards to Newt Gingrich. When he was the Speaker of the House during the Clinton campaign, did a decent job. I mean, this guy's got a lot of accolades when it comes to balancing the budget. I mean, there are a lot of things, you know, the welfare reform, there are some things that Newt Gingrich should get credit for. I believe as a president would do a wonderful job. Oh, did we lose him?
No, I'm still here.
So, I mean, do you think that at least that holds some sort of, I don't know, some standing with you as far as him as a policymaker?
Yeah. What has he done recently? Yeah, it's great that 17 years ago, you know, 15, 16 years ago, whatever it was, you know, he was able to do something. How is he going to put that to use in the current political environment? You know, is he going to be able to go back in there and get the Republicans back on the reservation?
Well,
no.
You know what? I'll admit that there are some things about Newt Gingrich that I'm not extremely happy with. I told you, look, like I said earlier at the beginning of the show, you know, I loved Herman Cain. I don't care what anybody thought about the 999 plan. The guy was a really, really decent CEO. And you know what? I really, really had high hopes for him. But, you know, he's gone. And you know what? I'm going to say it right now before, you know, my official show even starts. You know, I'm throwing my support behind Newt. I don't want Romney. Damn sure I don't want Ron Paul.
Well, I can understand, but you know, I'm kind of hoping that some of the Ron Paul is out there on some of the issues, which is why he's unelectable. But it would be nice if some of his policies were adopted into the platform.
Well, that would, you know what? Again, that's what I feel about Herman Cain. I would like some of the guys who end up pushed out of the race, that whoever the nominee is can incorporate some of Michelle Bachmann, not John Huntsman, but maybe Rick Santorum, some of those things would sort of be, you know, incorporated into the campaign for Barack Obama. But we got to get this guy out of there. I mean, he's just got to go. I'm stunned, actually, the guy. I'm stunned that you would actually take another 4 years of Barack Obama. I'm sorry.
To me, with Gingrich, it's a character issue. You know,
I understand. I understand. And a lot of people are voting that way. This is why he's been dropping in the polls as of recent. With Michelle Bachmann has been attacking him, and even Mitt Romney has been attacking him on some character issues. And of course, Ron Paul has been doing that. So yeah, I totally understand that. So I appreciate you calling. Thank you for listening, man. And you know, you have no idea, man. I appreciate your time, man. Just calling in and actually spending some time with me.
Hey, I appreciate hearing the voice of reason back in media. And hopefully someday we will hear you back on broadcast radio somewhere, hopefully in a nationally syndicated show.
Thank you, my friend.
Okay, good night.
All right, good night. All right, who else do we have on the line? Who's here?
Oh, wow. I thought you'd never get done.
Thank you. Strong supporter. We got JC. JC, what's up, man?
Oh, my gosh, dude. We got to get on to more important issues.
What are more important issues that we need to get on to?
Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, no. That's not a more important issue. Are you kidding me?
We're going to spend a whole year talking about the election. We have exactly, 67 more days before we're done, according to the Mayan calendar?
Less than a year for the next presidential election, JC.
Less than a year for the next presidential election, but we're all done December 22nd, 2012.
Well, nonetheless, listen, let's do two things. Very, very important. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is JC. JC, who has been, brother, I got to tell you, and I know we only got a little bit of time, I got to tell you, I love you. You've been such a great help to bringing Reese on the Radio back on the air. JC is going to be my producer. He's been my rock for so long. Except K-Mac, and I know K-Mac is out there listening. K-Mac, you are my rock. You are my support. I love you very, very much. But JC has been right here in the trenches, and I can't believe you want to talk about Lindsay Lohan. JC, let's at least, we'll get into Lindsay Lohan and all the other pop culture stuff when we begin our show very, very soon.
January what? 3rd?
January 3rd. This will be during the Iowa caucus.
We're going to call it New Year's Evolution.
Yes, it will be New Year's Evolution, absolutely. We'll be doing everything. We'll be covering everything. We'll be talking about, hey, listen, this is very important. A lot of people remember this, but we're bringing back Therapy Thursday. Remember that?
Yeah, Therapy Thursday. How can I forget it?
Yeah, Therapy Thursday, which is incredibly important. Therapy Thursday will be back. We're going to do everything we can to bring back something people remember back when I was at the WRKO days, even Channel 5 and in New York, but we're going to do all of that stuff, and we just wanted to give a preview of that tonight. You know what? I think it's only proper, JC.
What's that?
You're with me. I think we do another preview show very, very soon. Let's do another preview show for another, maybe let's do an hour. Are you with me?
An hour? Okay, I'm game.
Let's do an hour. We'll schedule it. We'll let everybody know. Log on to ReeseOnTheRadio.com, and you can, of course, log on to blogtalkradio.com/ReeseOnTheRadio. We'll let you know. We'll do another show. I'm actually excited. This was actually fun. JC, I'm sorry I didn't get you in enough time, man.
No. That's cool. Because, you know what? I'm kind of glad that your Boston followers are still with you. We just got to get our New York and everyone else on board. Once they know what's going on January 3rd, I'm telling you, we're going to walk into Blog Talk. We're going to kick down the damn doors.
Absolutely.
We're taking over.
Yeah, it's time.
We're going to take over Blog Talk. We're going to be the biggest thing. I don't care who's on. I don't know who's on Blog Talk now. And I don't want to say that. Try to say we've got a huge head or anything, but I just know with what we have planned and what we're able to come up with together and collectively, we're going to make some noise, a lot of noise in 2012.
Oh, man, 2012 is going to be our year, and thank God it's an election year. There's going to be a whole lot of scandals that are going on. You know, the news never stops, man, and this Reese on the Radio is there every day, Monday through Friday, September 23rd. Please log on to ReeseOnTheRadio.com for more information.